Somebody who includes other people in his portion of the Korban Pesach. Somebody who is a partner in the Korban Pesach. He has a certain portion of the Korban Pesach. So if he has two other partners, so his portion is one-third of the Korban Pesach. And he goes ahead without the knowledge of his other partners and includes other people in his portion of the Korban Pesach. He allows other people also to have a chelek in the one-third of the Korban Pesach that he owns. Rishon b'nei chabura litein lo eshalo. V'hu oichol mishalo v'hein oichlem mishalahem. His original partners can give him his portion of the Korban Pesach. And they can tell him, here, go take your third of the basar of the Korban Pesach and go eat it on your own. And since you included other partners in your portion of the Korban Pesach without our knowledge, and we don't want those people to be included in our group, we don't want to eat with them on the night of Pesach, so therefore, they can tell him, here, take your third of the flesh of the Korban Pesach and go eat it with your friends. We don't want you and your friends to be eating with us. And he would eat on his own together with his friends. And the rest of his original partners would eat their portion of the Korban Pesach on their own. As the halach is, that a Korban Pesach can be split up and be eaten in two separate groups. As even though they're all eating from the same Korban Pesach, they don't have to eat all together in one group. It could be split up into two different groups. So therefore, his friends could tell him, we don't want to eat with your friends. Go ahead, you take your portion of the Korban Pesach and eat in a separate group, and we'll eat in our own group. A Zav that saw two Re'ils, he had two emissions of the Ziva. So the halacha is that a Zav who had two emissions must count seven Nekiim, seven clean days, before he becomes Tahar. However, he does not have to bring a Korban, only a Zav that had three emissions would have to bring a korban. If the seventh day of the Zion Nekiyim comes out on Erev Pesach, they can shech for him a korban Pesach so that he can eat it on that night. And even though at the time of the Shkito of the korban Pesach, he is still tummy, as it's still a middle of his seventh clean day. But since by nightfall he would have become tar, so they can shech for him a korban Pesach so that he can eat it on Leil Pesach after he becomes tar. But that's only as long as he had immersed himself in the mikvah prior to the Shechita. And even though at the time he immersed himself in the mikvah, he is still tameh until nightfall. However, since he has already immersed himself in the mikvah, and he will become tar by Leil Pesach, they can go ahead and shuck the Korban Pesach for him. Rosh Shalosh. If a Zav had seen three Re'ils, he had three emissions of the Ziva. So in such a case, besides counting seven clean days, he also has to bring a korban on the eighth day. The day after the seventh Nekiyim, he would bring a korban. And only after he brings the korban would he become tar. So in such a case, if the seventh day of his seventh clean day comes out on Erev Pesach, they cannot shech the korban Pesach for him, since even by nightfall, when it's time to eat the korban Pesach, he will still not be tar. And he only becomes tar after he brings the korban on the eighth day. So the halacha is, Shoftin Allah Bashmini Shalom. If his eighth day comes out in Erev Pesach, so in such a case, they can go ahead and shech the Korban Pesach for him, since it will be tahar by nightfall. And even though at the time of the Shechita, he has still not yet brought his Korban, so he is still tameh at the time of the Shechita, but as long as he has already given over the Korban to Beth, and it will be brought on that day, they can go ahead and shech the Korban Pesach for him, since after the bringing of the korban, he will be tar, so he'll be ready to eat from the korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Shochten Alaa Basheni Shalom. The woman who is a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she is guarding one day, Keneged a different day. Meaning to say, the woman is in her 11 days of Yemei Ziva. With the halacha, if she sees Dom one day, then the next day she would be Shomer. She would guard the next day to see if she sees Dom the next day. And she would immerse herself in the mikvah on that day. And if she doesn't see Dom the entire day, then by nightfall, she would be tahar. So therefore, if a woman saw Dom on the day before Erev Pesach, so therefore on Erev Pesach, she is a shomeret yom keneged yom. She would go to the mikvah that day and guard herself, and she would see if she sees Dom. If she doesn't see Dom the entire day, she would be tahar by nightfall. So in such a case, they can shout the Korban Pesach for her, an Erev Pesach, as long as she immersed herself in the mikvah prior to the Shechita of the Korban Pesach. And even though at the time of the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, she is still Tamei, and she only becomes tar at nightfall. She doesn't see Dam the entire day. However, since by nightfall she will be tar, and she would be able to partake from the Korban Pesach on Lel Pesach, they can go ahead and shuck the Korban Pesach for her so that she can eat from the Korban Pesach on Lel Pesach. Rasa Shnei Yamin. Shechten Aleha Bashlishi. If it's a married Yom Keneged Yom had seen Dam two straight days, the 2 days prior to Erev Pesach, and since she only saw two Re'ios, not yet three, so she still has a din of a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. So therefore, the halacha is that the third day, which is Erev Pesach, she would guard that day to see if she's going to see Dam. She would go to the mikvah on the third day. And then, if she doesn't see Dam the entire day, she would be tahar by nightfall. So therefore, they can go ahead and shech the Korban Pesach for her on Erev Pesach. Since if she doesn't see Dam the entire day, she would be tar by nightfall, and she would partake from the Korban Pesach on Lel Pesach. Behazava shechten aleha bashmi. A woman that is a zava. She saw three re'ios. She had three emissions of Dam. So now she has to count seven clean days, plus she has to bring a Korban on the eighth day. As once she has three re'ios, she is no longer Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. Instead, she has a din of a Zava that has to count seven clean days and then bring a Korban on the eighth day. If the eighth day would come out on Erev Pesach, they can go ahead and shech the Korban Pesach for her, even if she has still not yet brought her Korban, as long as she gave over the Korban to Beis Din, and that ensures that the Korban will be brought on that day, and she will be tar by nightfall. So therefore, they can shaft the Korban Pesach for her, and she would partake from the Korban.